little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in the room with us this afternoon, the one and only, the incredible, the wonderful, Catherine Thomas is here.
Oh, always a lovely welcome.
You should always hear what we say about you behind your back, though. Oh, it's terrible stuff. How are you?
I am in flying form. I've had a lovely December. My childminder has been away. She's gone back home. So she left on the 12th of December. She's from Mauritius. And she's not back until the 15th of Jan, which is next Monday. So we have been all counting down the days, welcoming her return.
You really appreciate her when she's gone.
Yeah. But it meant that actually I didn't take on a whole lot of work in December. And with Operation Transformation, they sort of front-loaded a lot for me. So I just hung out for a lot of December with my two-year-old.
Right.
And it was really lovely. Like, it was kind of, I can't remember a December where I just sort of hung around, eating chocolate, talking to a two-year-old. We were slightly concerned about her speech.
Right.
That she hadn't kind of developed the public health nurse when she went for her, you know, the two-year...
The check.
So it was just actually great to be able to hang out with her and realise that what she was doing was pointing at the fridge. And I'd go, what do you want? You know, so actually we spent a couple of weeks just kind of hanging out with her, and her speech has really come on.
Oh, talking out. Like, so you were compensating. So she'd point and she'd been used to pointing.
Yeah,
so then you were doing it for
her. Like, she lives in a house full of wafflers and people who love the sound of their own voice, clearly. And so she's just sitting back and letting it all happen around her. The eldest is five. So clever little one. She was just sitting back and going, you know,
that's great to have, though, as well. Like, at that age, I was out of work for a year in 2015. So my youngest would have been about two.
Yeah.
And eldest two and four, but that range. And that was the best year for us.
I'm telling you,
because I was the one at home.
Yeah.
And you will have that forever then. That connection.
It's just, it's such a lovely age as well. And, you know, just, yeah, exactly. Like, I just hadn't had that time with her all that time. So that's not to say I'm like counting down the minutes for Monday when she's coming back.
Listen, I tell you, I wanted to know, but welcome back, by the way, yeah. Listen, could you just chat to her a bit more, would you? Yeah, we need to just get her chatting. Don't let her point at the fridge. just get it. Because we only came back to work yesterday.
Right.
Do you know the Glen Rowe feeling, the Sunday night?
The fear of going
back to work.
Yeah.
Do you just spend all Christmas going, oh, Patran is coming now. Oh, here, I have to get the nation in shape again, single-handedly.
No, I have to say, like, because we step into that space in November, early December.
Right,
so
okay.
We've kind of done that. So we meet the leaders, we do the assessment day in November, early November, and then I do all the master interviews with them. So I'd be down in the gaff, putting the kettle on, and we'd be sitting down, we'd be doing those big interviews that people would have seen last week on the show, where you're one-on-one in their house and you could be chatting like an hour and a half. And that's a really kind of important time for me. Like, our leaders this year, or leaders every year, are amazing. But like, it's once that first show goes out, I take a sigh of relief, really, because I think that's an important setup for me, because I feel like it's my responsibility to do those interviews justice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
So we would have done...
Set them up, like, establish them.
And make sure that they're happy with how they come across and all of that. So we would have done... That work is done in November. So then by the time we get to studio, we were back in on the 29th of December to do the first record in studio. So I've already been over and back with them on WhatsApp. And we, you know, kind of... when they come into studio on that day, they've already done the assessment day. They're already, like, they're raring to go. You know what I mean? Like, because they've already committed and they're like, when can we start? When can we start the program? Whereas everybody else is just wanting to take the foot off over Christmas and go, wine, mince pies, yes. Whereas because they're already committed.
And they know what's happening,
they want to get going straight away. And we have to hold them back then until they can get going then with the plan, like everybody else, the first week of January.
Yeah.
So,
do any of them do that thing of like, I'm really going to just go nuts over Christmas, so then I'll have more to lose? I'd be able to lose it then over the course of operation. I'd be a bigger loser. that's my mentality. It's like, well, if I'm starting the diet in January, I'll just go nuts for December.
All out.
Yeah.
Do you know what? No, it doesn't really happen like that. They've all kind of, you know, everybody enjoys themselves over Christmas, and then it's, you know, getting back into it and getting on the program. But they're brilliant this year.
I always identify with the dad, like dads of a certain age. That's why you have such a broad range of different leaders.
You have to have somebody that I suppose everybody can relate to. And I suppose Noel is amazing this year because, I mean, what he said on one of the first chats that I met him, he was like, you know, I'm in Sniper's Alley now. It's, that's what myself and the lads call in, men in their 50s to 60s. I was like, what? I've
this
never
is
heard
the,
that
the
before.
Health, the heart condition sort of, yeah.
So he has like tachycardia, sleep apnea, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, you know. So, and he's looking, like, his main reason for going on the show is Ollie, who was born with Down syndrome, the love of his life, as are the rest of the lads in his family. And so that's his reason for going on the show. But like,
and, you know, we want to be around longer for our kids. And
same maybe with Dara as well. Self. Got to give him a mention because I know he's listening. He'll kill me if I don't.
Hi, Dara.
Hi, Dara. How's it going?
What's his deal?
Dara is an amazing guy. He's overworked and he's no structure in his life.
Okay.
He's kind of trying to work from home. He was a former rugby player as well. So he was, you know, like that, you know, big food, big training. And then it all stopped. He's the dad of two young kids as well. And so he's kind of just in that in-between stage of trying to figure out how to kind of get his life back on track and like where rugby took up so much of his life.
Was it an injury or was it just having the kids?
Yeah. And I think playing, he was playing at a level, I think he was playing for Shannon. So like he's in his late 30s now. So he's just like his playing career is over. And he was playing at a high enough level. So now he's kind of in the coaching and it's just about putting a focus back on himself.
When my wife got pregnant, that was it. I straight away was like, okay, that's it. I'm not even going to try anymore.
What?
That's when I blimped.
So you're blaming it. You blame your wife for your lack of training.
Well, we were both involved in the pregnancy, I think. you know, and they're getting pregnant. So as soon as she was pregnant with our first kid, I was in pretty good shape, and then I just blimped. And the entire time, just in 2023, I lost 4 stone. I finally sorted myself out, and it wasn't actually Optran. I've been a good boy, and I've lost a few pounds. I've done it once before.
It's actually accepting as well. I mean, we're like, and my husband won't mind me saying it as well, like, we've all, you know, when you have kids, you know, and Grace is too, you know, and we keep saying that we can't blame her anymore, you know, for the pounds that creep up. But it does, like, when you have, you're coming home from work, you've got like little mouths to feed, you've little people to put to bed, there's a lot
other things,
that gets
other
in,
focuses,
the,
yeah.
in the way, you know.
There's a funny one going on with this weight loss that I've experienced.
Go on.
Is, you know, the weight loss drugs, the jabs that people are taking.
Yeah.
Everyone assumes you're on the jabs now.
Totally.
But if you lose the weight.
Yeah, we would have, you know, hundreds of people who apply for Operation Transformation every year. And has there been a noticeable people, like when they fill out the application form, was there a noticeable rise in people who'd admitted to using or trying weight loss drugs or injectable drugs like Ozempic or whatever? Yes. Now, I'm not a part of that whole, you know, that Sumi's business in terms of being the general practitioner on the show, but it's kind of everywhere. It's frightening, and I mean, again, I'm just fascinated in terms of the research and where it's going. I definitely think there's a place for it when you look at scientifically, where you look at where the research is saying a lot of people with type 2 diabetes, can it reduce the risk of cardiovascular events like stroke and heart attacks? It seems to be yes. So I think there is a place for them, certainly. It's fascinating where it's going.
Catherine Thomas, back on the telly.
RT1.
And you get an RT player as well. Wednesday night, you can check out Catherine on Operation Transformation at 9:35. Thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, it was a pleasure, lads. Great to see you.
Adios.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show. Hey.